This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A new documentary explores what it means to be a female veteran of the military through the lens of a pageant known as Miss Veteran America. The participants are veterans, and they help raise awareness of homelessness among female veterans. The film is called Served Like a Girl, and tomorrow at Red River Theaters in Concord, a screening of the film will be followed by a panel discussion of the issues women veterans face. Recently, at the Manchester VA, I spoke with Laura Case about the film. She's the VA's Women Veteran Program Manager. She says female veterans are one of the fastest-growing parts of the homeless population. I asked her what that looks like in New Hampshire.
Homelessness can look different for everyone. I think a lot of our females coming out of the military can sometimes be single, sometimes they're family, sometimes they're living in their car, sometimes they fell on a hardship, maybe even recently had a divorce, and now the family is separated, and now they're struggling to figure out, how do I do this by myself with my children? And sometimes it's hopping from place to place. Sometimes they're staying with friends, families, living in a basement. And we consider homelessness to be, for a family, couch surfing is considered homelessness. Whereas for a single individual, that would be something that the VA would see as, I don't want to say okay, but would see as something that was not as at high risk as having a family who was living on someone's couch.
There was one part in the film where one veteran says that she came back after serving, and when she went to the VA, that VA, not this one, turned her away because they said they didn't have services for female veterans. Now, it wasn't clear to me in the film how long ago that was, because things have changed, or at least improved over the past few years with respect to services for women veterans, correct?
Absolutely. So we have definitely expanded our services, especially to include the services for homeless veterans. So we currently in New Hampshire have services in which if a female is homeless with a child, we have apartment style availability of rooms so that they can come and stay for up to 2 years in transitional housing. We have VA supported housing. We have walk-in services. We have services for military sexual trauma, PTSD. We have the full array of healthcare services here to include even wellness services of yoga that continues to expand throughout the state. So I do think before 2008, we were definitely in a different place before I think homelessness was brought to this horizon of need, and that we have been able to continue to build on those services.
Why is a discussion like the one happening after the film on Wednesday important to have now?
This is an eye-opening experience for a lot of people who I don't know that they really understood the hot topics that our military go through, let alone our female veterans. These hot topics include PTSD. It includes physical injury when you're coming home, a new diagnosis of cancer, coming home and finding out when you wake up from a drug-induced coma or a coma alone that I no longer have legs, military sexual trauma. I think there's so many different things that happen when you're deployed and when you're in the military that go unspoken.
Laura Case, Women Veterans Program Manager at the Manchester VA, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much, Peter. I look forward to everyone coming out and joining us.
The screening of Served Like a Girl starts at 6:30 Wednesday evening at Red River Theaters in Concord, New Hampshire. Tickets are free, but you can reserve them online, and we have a link to that at nhbr.org.